أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين. As we read in this ayat yesterday, that the Yahud, the Bani Israel, had sold themselves, they made a sale, they sold their lives, they sold themselves for Jahannam, and the price they paid was kufr. And so this is when a person becomes a sellout, and he sells his deen, and for the sake of some petty gains of this dunya, then he sells his deen also, and if it is the leaders of the people, then they sell their community also away. So this is a very dangerous thing, which Allah has explained to us, that the Bani Israel also did this, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, my ummah will follow in that what the Bani Israel did step by step. So yeah, the ulama have written three main reasons what the ulama of the Bani Israel, the rabbis did, where they sold themselves and bought the fire of Jahannam in place. The first was that they changed their own kitab, the Torah, in wherever there were the clear signs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they made tahrif, they changed that. So this is a thing that we must be very careful of in our deen also. Today this is also a common thing to change, to suit our whims and fancies, to see to our worldly gain, to get the favors of people, we change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And we either by word or by meaning, and we give the deen, the Quran, ayats of the Quran, some different meanings. Like for example, the people of Lut alayhi salam were the first nation who were guilty of homosexuality, and that was a haram thing for which Allah's punishment came. Today it has been changed and said that if that homosexuality which was between them was because by force, that is, they raped one another. If it was by mutual consent, then that is not haram. So we're trying to accommodate that terrible haram into our deen. This is completely changing our deen. Like for example, adultery is totally haram in Islam. Now the notion is trying to be created that if it is by force adultery, which is rape, then that is haram. But if it is by mutual consent, both parties are happy, then na'uzu billah, that is not haram. So this is the first thing we have to be very concerned, that in many things of our deen, lot things have been changed. Interest is made halal in the name of banks, photos are made halal, TV is made halal, so many things. The second was that they took they knew very well the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran Sharif, and in fact they should implore, make dua to Allah Ta'ala by the barakat of Quran Sharif and the barakat of Nabi Akhirul Zaman. But when he did come, they refused to believe. So just like that, many things also, we say we will accept the fatwa wholeheartedly. But when it comes against us, the masala is against us, then we refuse to accept it. So we should be very careful. Whatever the laws of Allah Ta'ala are, we should accept them wholeheartedly when they come, even if they go against our desires. That is the demand of Iman. And the third thing by which they had made this kufr and sold themselves and become sellouts is that they objected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but really it was an objection to Allah Ta'ala. That why did Allah choose the final Nabi from the Arabs? Why wasn't he from the Jews? So this was حسدا من أنفسهم, the jealousy that was from their own side, and بغيا, the obstinacy, they were very obstinate and they just did not want to accept. Jealousy and pride were the two main sources where they went to this extent that they even now objected on Allah Ta'ala. That why did Allah make Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam the final Nabi? Why did Allah give him the Quran Sharif? In other words, they knew better than Allah that it should not be from the Bani Ismail, that is the Arabs, but it should have been from the Jews, the Bani Israel. So on these bases, they were liable now for not just a few days of punishment in the fire of Jahannam, but forever and ever. And here the lesson for us is that we take these lessons and we save ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ, that they disbelieved on that which Allah had revealed on these three accounts. بَغْيًا, and this was all because of the obstinacy, because of the pride, and the hatred for the Arabs. أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده, that utare Allah Ta'ala apne fazl par jis par chahe apne bandon mein se, that whoever Allah wants to, he will reveal his kitab and he will choose as a nabi who he wants to. Today also we find objection with many ulama also, that how can he be an alim? He can't be an alim. So we go against what Allah Ta'ala, Allah chose that person to be an alim, Allah made him an alim, and we find fault in that. Just because it is not suiting us, it isn't according to what we want. So we go against that. So because of that, Allah Ta'ala's punishment descends and in various forms. So the solution to this is tawbah and istighfar. That we should become, cleanse our hearts, take out this hatred, take out this jealousy, take out this obstinacy which is in our hearts, and accept the deen which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, as Allah revealed it to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and as it has been brought to us over the 1400 years, and not some new type of deen which we are trying, some modern deen, some watered down deen, some easy going deen. No, the same deen which Allah Ta'ala has given, we have to follow that deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq.